Welcome back to Check This Out, your weekly sports podcast. I am Hamza, along with Dodge,
yo,
Harry,
what's up?
And T-Rain.
What's good?
In a new format, now you're getting singular angle of Dodge. And back with another episode to discuss Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, 49ers, all of that good stuff, and then the Super Bowl. But before we get into that, I had a little crazy interaction with a rookie finalist this past week. Apparently, I was hooping with Kobe Turner and did not know it, and hooped with him back in 2020 before the pandemic hit. Funny thing is, I never recorded those hoop sessions, but the one time I did, he pulled up.
Hey,
yeah, we hooped, and then honestly, if the organizer at the end of the hoop session didn't tell us, I wouldn't have known, because Buddy just pulled up and he just like dapped me up. He's like, "Yo, I'm Kobe." I was like, "Yo, I'm Hamza," and I just walked away, and it was just like normal interaction. Bro was wearing full Rams gear and everything.
Hooping?
Yeah. And I still didn't notice. And then after the game, I was like, shit, he looks kind of familiar. And then the guy told us, and I was like, I must be joking. And then I dapped him up again. He was like, oh, yeah, good seeing you again. I was like, all right. And I left. I was like, wait. I was like, Kobe. I went to the car. I looked up the day. It was Kobe Turner. Motherfucker flying Saturday to the Super Bowl for the fucking honors.
Bruh. So, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
He was nice, though?
He was super nice. Unnecessarily passing the ball way too much.
One of those dudes?
Under the hoop.
Are you there for cardio?
But honestly,
football players are either really, really good at basketball, yeah, or they're terrible.
Like, but honestly, there's no, like, in between. Like, great, humble dude. Like, I wouldn't have fucking known because of how he, like, carries himself and all that. Like, same old dude, same guy I hooped with, like, back in the day. So, yeah, shout out him. Hopefully he wins the Defensive Rookie of the Year. So
he's a demon. He had 9 sacks this year.
Yeah, broke the Rams franchise record.
What, 56 combined tackles?
Yeah.
28 assisted tackles.
Yeah.
For the rookie, for the Rams defense, that's pretty. Yeah. That's really fucking good, bro.
Bro, balling out with Aaron Donald, I didn't even know.
Imagine,
he came through like he's a regular dude. I was like, what you doing here?
I guess he's from the area.
Yeah. Let's get into Chiefs Ravens with Lamar Jackson disappointing the masses. And not stunning on these hoes.
I don't even know where to start, man. I'm going to let y'all go ahead.
I mean, shit.
27 yards running the whole game.
I mean, I guess
that's on the Ravens. Not.
But, no. Like, they were never down more than 10 points. How do you stop running? I think it was a big factor they lost. Well, who did they play the week before?
The Texans.
Texans destroyed them running, right?
Destroyed them.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was that?
I think the whole country itself was rooting for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
I was rooting for Mahomes. I was not with the
country. Oh, really?
You were rooting for Taylor Swift.
That's cap. Right?
That's interesting. Amen. But, yeah, I mean, majority of us were rooting for Ravens and Lamar. Please save us, Lamar. Do all that stuff. You know? But fell short. They didn't do their original game plan that got them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And got them the success, so.
By the way, this makes Chiefs the 5th team in NFL history to go to back-to-back Super Bowls, which is...
That's crazy, man. It's hard to do, bro. It's like almost impossible to do.
4 times in the last 5 seasons, they've been to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I get that Lamar's been better this season throwing the ball, but like 25 throws on second and third downs instead of running it, only running it 4 times on second and third down. Like, why?
I think Gus Edwards was averaging like 6 yards a carry.
It doesn't make sense.
And they just abandoned the run.
Just like, why?
I mean, they started running in the fourth quarter, but it was too late by then, bro.
Even if the Chiefs were really set up in a way for like they wanted the Ravens to throw the ball. Okay, yeah. I get it. Like the load in the box or whatever. But any good running team still runs the ball when like the other team is prepared for the run.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you bring like they were just playing 2 men the whole time, like two safeties. The only way you bring those guys closer is if you keep running it, even when you're like stacking the box, because like the Ravens are good enough, they'll bust a run out of one of those. Gus Edwards will, or Hill will, or even if like, give Lamar an option, like Lamar can literally find his way through that box. And he had that one run, right? That one long ass run.
Yeah.
Was it that game, right? Yeah, he had that one like run to the right side. Like, I don't know why they didn't just keep running it more. I guess the coaches got scared, or if they weren't scared, then they're just stupid. Like they just went away from the best thing that they had all year. So. They shot themselves in the foot.
Their Kansas City defense was certified this game.
Amazing defense. Yeah. But the Ravens didn't test them, like, running-wise. They didn't test them at all.
The Chiefs, so many blitz. The Chiefs, every like four plays is a blitz.
That's what Spagnuolo. I mean, Spagnuolo is always he's really good at blitzing, like at like good times. That's what he's kind of known for. But
he
like
did his job.
The Chiefs have two really good corners and good safeties. So why did they think like just all out throwing it is going to be the best way to win? I don't know why. It's bad coaching, and then I put a little bit of blame on Lamar because he should have been like, no, I'm just going running a little more. Mm-hmm. So. I give the whole organization the blame for that. It's not on one person.
Okay.
Lamar had a bad
interception, triple coverage throw. Crazy.
He had the strip sack that he should have started running like 2 seasons ago. If Lamar took 3 steps back, his first read or two wasn't there, he's gone.
Not going in the first half.
I don't know why he's not doing that. 3 steps and he was waiting for like 5-6 seconds waiting for somebody to say, okay, you're literally Lamar Jackson. Yeah. 3 steps.
Chiefs defense. First three mind, reads. Their secondary is tough.
As soon as your first three reads are not there, you just take off. That's how Brock Purdy kind of won the game against the Lions with his legs. Yeah. When the throws weren't there, when the Lions were sitting back, Purdy took off.
Kelsey had a good game.
Might have been the best game of his career.
First half, it was just all Kelsey.
He had 10 catches in the first half on 10 targets. Yeah.
The crazy thing is, like, he's not been 100% like this whole season. I think even coming up into the playoffs, he wasn't like 100%. Wasn't like the same Kelsey that we've seen the past few seasons. And then, funny how Kadarius Toney moaned online.
Ended up injured.
He just complained the whole fucking day, and they just went out and did all that. But that's credit to Mahomes. Mahomes has been on fire. I think he's on another level than anybody that they compare him with, whether it's Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, whoever you want to compare him with, that's in the league right now.
There's nobody in his tier. Like this was like the final year. Like now, like even if you weren't a Mahomes like fan, now you're like, all right, well, this guy is. if he's healthy, he's inevitable. Like, six straight conference championships.
That's insane,
bro.
Yep.
I'm not the first half of that. The Kansas City game, I didn't think that they were gonna win just because it was inconsistent throws and like just the pressure.
They
was
went
insane.
Up. They scored 14 points in the first two drives. They scored 14.
The Kelsey and then the Pacheco, but the Baltimore defense was certified. Like
they were doing their job,
They kind of got blitzed in the beginning of the game because the Chiefs came down and scored so quick that the Ravens were like, oh shit, like. If you think about it, they scored 14 points right away, and then they finished the game with 17 points. So after those first two drives, the Ravens only allowed 3 points the rest of the game.
They were doing their job.
Can't put it on.
You stopped Patrick Mahomes to less than 20 points. Yeah. But the thing is, the Ravens' offense didn't show up.
They stopped the Ravens' offense to 10 points.
To 10 points, And they only got the 10 points like at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Like it was 7 for most of the game. Like it just doesn't make any sense to me. I think it was a total like meltdown is what it was, a meltdown. Yeah.
Still, Mahomes. And I know, like, last episode we were talking about how his receivers are average and all that. I mean,
they definitely still are. It's just Kelsey who's transcendent.
Yeah. Scandling been struggling all season, and then he catches 32 yards in this game.
Yeah, and then he ices the game with those catches.
Which is insane, bro.
Chiefs do what the Chiefs are going to do, man. Yeah. Reed and Mahomes, if, like, their O-line is healthy, you don't know what they're capable of. So, but, I don't think there's much to talk about that one anymore.
Throughout the season, it looked like they like other teams figured them out, but they were just.
I guess they were just cruising.
Somewhat,
they were just cruising. I guess
once when the Ravens beat the 49ers, I think at that point there people were like, "Yeah, the Chiefs are like kind of ruled out, like type shit." But
yeah, us included, we're all ruling the Chiefs out.
Yeah, but at this point, I mean, Lamar Jackson obviously he's still gonna get the MVP.
He deserves it. But yeah, terrible.
At this point, like. I don't know, man. He's cracking under pressure in those big games, kind of like Josh Allen. And then, what's next? I mean, what's next for Lamar Jackson?
He's about to have two MVPs. So, I mean, he's doing something right, I think. Yeah. I mean, I can't be super harsh on him because Peyton Manning had the same struggles. Peyton Manning, in the beginning of his career, he had the same shit. Peyton Manning had one or two MVPs, and he had never won, like, a couple of playoff games. Like, he would just always throw – Peyton Manning would just throw picks in the postseason, and then – he got the same scrutiny that like Lamar is probably more than Lamar is getting, and then obviously Manning ended up winning Super Bowls, and I think Mahomes kind of ruined it for everybody else. We all expect a quarterback to touch the league and then immediately like win a Super Bowl in like the first you're starting. That's just not how it works.
They were comparing him. I mean, him and
it's Mahomes is on a different level. Like no one is doing that. Like
him and Lamar were like the ones like that they're compared to each other. But then Mahomes and Brady
ruined it for everybody.
He just ran away with it.
The first couple of years of Mahomes and Brady of their careers, they won Super Bowls, and then a few years later, they won MVPs. Yeah. Like not everybody's like that. Some people, it takes some time to win a ring. Not everybody has Andy Reid.
Yeah.
But, so I can't be too harsh on Lamar, even though we've seen him fail like a few times, but.
We almost forgot to talk about Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
They literally objectively could have won the game if he hadn't.
He made two like plays that they could have. I'm not saying even then the Chiefs might have won the game, but there was two plays that he.
Yeah.
Those plays might have changed the momentum of the game. Yeah. So. Rookie mistakes again. I'm like, I'm not gonna people were like, you know, like calling for his head and shit. Like, I get it. Yeah, he messed up. But that rookie was the number one target on the offense. Yeah. He had over 100 yards. He had a touchdown. He messed up. He could have had two touchdowns and a game-changing touchdown.
That was mad.
It was 1 inch. It was game inches. Play. Rookie mistake is putting the ball out. So, so Bill Belichick always said to his team, never extend the ball. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. Yeah. Just you'll get to the 1 yard line.
He didn't need to.
There was three defenders, so I don't know why he would extend the ball anyways. Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't just lower your shoulder. But, I mean, rookie mistake. It happens, rookie mistake. Yeah. Obviously, huge mistake. But
I saw that Twitter was going crazy on Zay Flowers.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
I thought you were about to say...
The way you turned was crazy.
I thought you were about to say a tweet or like some shit.
They were...
Nah, everybody was going off at his ass. I ain't going to lie. But, like, I mean, you know, fans are going to be fans, but...
Indeed.
Yeah. Mahomes to the Super Bowl for the fourth time this year, but on the other side, we had the Lions and the 49ers in a...
Bro, 24-7.
And the ones in the last
24-7. It was very, very sad, man.
Like, and a historic comeback.
Like, there's no one here that you can say, oh, you hate Detroit. You don't want them to
win. I wanted Detroit to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, everyone, a majority of the people wanted Detroit to win because they haven't been here in so long. And it's just nice to see that.
It's a good story.
But, man, it was just terrible, bro. Like, it was 24-7. I was like, yeah, Detroit got this, bro. And then
two first touchdowns. How fast it got to 14 was crazy.
The momentum switch was just crazy.
It was as soon as Gibbs fumbled the ball. Again, the rookie made a mistake. Yeah. He fumbled it and they scored. But then, like, Dan Campbell kind of pushed it a little bit. I feel like you can't hit on him too much because that's what he's been doing the entire year.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. So the fact that he, like, okay, he did it again. Like, he's consistent with it. Okay, you respect it. But, like, you take the points in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The playoffs, you gotta kick those field goals.
Yeah,
you kick those two field goals. That's six extra points.
That's six
more points the Niners have to go get.
Yeah.
I would have said the same thing. That was like one of the things. Like, how the fuck do you not kick a field goal? But his whole play style is that's what got him going for it.
Yeah. So I'm saying you can't be super mad at him, but you can be upset that you're like you know, I know this is your philosophy, but in the moment. You know, like, you should be, like, adaptable and be like, okay, well, we don't take the points this time. And he was a little bit stubborn, and he wanted to gamble. And if he got those first downs, we would all be like, here, like, oh, he's a genius. So, it was a game of a few plays. Like, even though, like, it was a huge scoreline, a few plays by the Lions could have changed the whole outcome.
Yeah. But, I mean, then again, on third and fourth down for the 49ers locked in on defense for that part. But then statistically for the Lions, I mean, they're 20 and 25. It's like 80% on fourth and like three or shorter. So statistically, yeah, I guess he just went with that. But, I mean, they never like messed up a fourth and third or shorter like the whole season two times. Throughout the whole season, it only happened twice. And then it happened twice in this game alone.
One game, yep.
So it was just like statistically, he was just like, it's just unfortunate. But I mean, what can you do? I mean, but if anything in the playoffs and in a game like that, just go for it, man. Just go for the points. Not worth the fucking play. And then the 49ers, on the other hand, when they're down in the game, they can lock up and just come out and beat the brakes off of you. Like, we've seen that when they played the Packers or even the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're a really confident team. And I don't think you should let them have any kind of hope or chance to let them just hang in the game because they'll come back and beat your ass. Mr. Irrelevant will come back.
Oh, Mr. Irrelevant Fire. Fire. Dude needs to learn how to slide, though. Yeah. He'd be going for those headfirst dives to go down.
Okay, yeah, he played good, but is he elite in your eyes?
I think he's a good enough quarterback with the amount of talent around him.
Well, that's not what I asked.
Yeah. I don't think so. Honestly, elite is not the word.
You can say he's a system like.
But I think he's good enough. He's good enough for them because he can show out. He doesn't just rely on his throwing. He can like scramble.
I don't think he makes that many mistakes. Like he's pretty accurate and all
but
that stuff.
But if you think about the games they've played thus far in the playoffs, he hasn't been amazing for like a lot of the quarters.
Yeah, I agree.
Jordan Love was out playing him for a second. Who else did they play? Jared Goff was out playing him for a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. He's good enough because of the team around him. Their defense, fire, right? Even he had a few plays that could have gone horribly wrong. That like deep pass to Brandon Ayuk, right? That was a deflection off the defender's fucking face mask.
Some
right?
luck, yeah, definitely some luck.
He had a sick catch to a Juszczyk though. Like that. He's Mr. Checkdown.
No, he has good plays. I think he's a good, like, borderline great. Yeah. He could be great.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's elite.
I think if he wins the Super Bowl going against Mahomes, which is like a mountain to climb, that will put him up there in an elite section.
I still don't think he'll be elite because I want to see how they win.
I mean, I'm not saying that he's elite right now, but I think if he does climb that mountain, it'll put him up there somewhat.
I need to see it for, like, three seasons
but
to
for
become
what
elite.
Elite
we've seen,
is a hard
we've seen
word.
Mahomes for 3 years, at least elite. We've seen Josh Allen, he's been elite at times. Joe Burrow's being elite for like two, three seasons.
I don't think you can put Purdy in the Mahomes category.
I didn't even compare them.
Nobody's
two.
In Mahomes.
I'm talking about elite quarterbacks.
I don't think he's. You can't. I don't. Elite.
I know.
Mahomes,
I say even if
like,
he wins the Super Bowl, he's still not elite.
Mahomes is not even like in that category. Mahomes
he's
is
like
just like on his own.
A1
okay.
Elite.
He's by himself.
I never compared Mahomes to Purdy. I'm saying
you can say like, is he on the same level as like a Josh Allen or like Burrow?
He's not. He's not. If you put Josh Allen and Joe Burrow on the 49ers, they're never losing a game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's what I'm saying. So he's not elite.
That's what I'm
he's
saying.
A
he's
good
enough for the team.
You put any elite quarterback on the Niners, they're not losing a single game.
Yeah.
Think about that. We think the Niners are such an amazing team, and we only think their main weakness is the quarterback. You will never think an elite quarterback is a weakness on the team. That's what I'm telling you.
So,
until we go forward with like him doing this for like a season or two,
I agree with that.
Maybe I'll say he's elite, but I've seen Jimmy G make to a Super Bowl, so I can't say he's elite yet.
Unless he goes out there dominating the Chiefs, I mean, that'll also make a spin on
it. I don't see that happening. I ain't gonna lie. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense also.
He couldn't dominate worse defenses.
Yeah.
The Lions were locking him up for a second.
CMC? Bro.
Yeah, I don't have no words. He's an all-timer. He's an all-timer.
If Lamar Jackson didn't have. Even now, Lamar Jackson and CMC are close. Lamar Jackson's probably going to win, right? But, like, in the MVP race, you could CMC has made his case this
CMC
year.
CMC was up there. As good as a case you can make as running back without getting, like, 2,000 yards.
That not tackle, but it was, like a deep pass close to the end zone where he landed on his head.
McCaffrey?
Bro, he was head, like, sideways, upside down. I've never seen a play like that. Dude, God, I was like, give me one play. Came back in, rush. I don't know if he scored on that one.
No, I know. I know what you're talking about though. The sequence,
Dude's
he's
crazy.
Built, he's built
Dude's
different.
Crazy.
He's just built different. But I think that kind of leads us into the Super Bowl now.
Yes, sir. Super Bowl 58.
Betting. I have one bet. I have one bet to make.
There we go.
Nah.
CMC touchdown. CMC touchdown. Make it anytime touchdown.
Yeah. I feel like.
That is a lock. Yeah, it's a lock.
Either way, the way the Super Bowl goes, I don't think I'll be mad if one.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I was thinking.
I just want a good game.
As long as it's not super defensive.
I don't think
like,
I prefer the Chiefs to win. I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Why?
My team's in the NFC. I don't want an NFC team to win. That's kind of how it goes, is it not?
I mean, sure.
Biotechnicalities.
You guys are not real haters like me. You guys are not real haters.
Proper hater.
I don't really care about the. I don't
have anything against the Niners. Professional hater.
I don't really have anything against Niners.
Takes jobs too serious.
No,
takes
hate. I don't like the Niners. Saints don't like the Niners. Ask any
different for you.
Ask any real Saints fan. They don't like the Niners because there's history. It goes way back.
Real Saints fan.
They've not been kind to us. I don't fuck with the Niners, but if they win, I wouldn't be mad. But I prefer the Chiefs to win. Definitely prefer the Chiefs to win.
Taylor Swift.
I don't give a shit about Taylor Swift. This is Mahomes.
Bro.
Mahomes is going to increase.
I would like to see Mahomes.
Mahomes is increasing his GOAT case for the Mahomes haters, like the one sitting across from me. He's a Mahomes hater.
What?
You're a Mahomes hater.
I just, when did I say that?
I know you said it throughout the year. You're like, Mahomes, not him.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, we got it on record.
You don't remember that?
We got it on record.
Ooh. You guys remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just praising this motherfucker like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, now, now. You switched up, bro. You switched up.
Well, shout out to Taylor Swift bringing hella revenue to the NFL. And conspiracy theory.
Oh.
The NFL wanted to send the Chiefs to the playoffs to bring Taylor Swift more ratings. Money. And, yeah, that on top. Even though she's going to be in Japan.
That's why Super Bowl, like, title.
I have a crazy, conspiracy. I have a crazy conspiracy. I'm just not going to say it right now. It'll blow your mind. Sorry.
Say it.
No, I can't.
Taylor Swift a CIA... like, what is it called? Operation? Nah,
it's, there's a lot of details in it. I can't.
Whoa.
Go on.
We have time?
No, it's fine.
It's your
I can't. Man.
You know, okay.
Some NFL official.
We can let him. We can do that off camera. We'll off camera. But I have a crazy prop bet. What do you guys think? I'm going to snip this segment, and we're going to see who's right.
Taylor Swift, like,
5%. Over, under on the amount of times Taylor Swift is shown on camera. Over, under, and I'm putting the number at 7. It's over, under 7.
I think it was 9. 9 is the average right now.
I don't know if she's going to show up, though.
She's
tour Japan. She's going to be in Japan.
Yo,
no, she is.
You ain't seen all the videos.
You think she won't fly back for one day for Super Bowl?
No.
Japan to Vegas can't be that far.
Reports are saying.
It's like a 16-hour flight. Nah, there's like whole videos. People like, really? Taylor Swift fans are like stressing. They're like, if she leaves at this time, gets there at this time, and then she'll be able to make it. She'll be 16 hours early.
Yeah, she'll get there a day before.
People are crazy. Some people.
She'll get there a day before.
There's a huge bet thing going on. Will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift at the end of
the game?
That'll be insane.
He's not.
There's
you
no
can
way.
Bet on that.
I can see that happening. I can't even cap. I can see that happening. You know when, like, at the end of the game, they're like, we're going to Disney World or Disneyland or some shit. And you see, and then they move the camera and it's Kelce and proposing. I can see that happening, yeah. I don't think he will do that. I think he'll be stealing the shine a little bit from the Chiefs if he does that. I don't think he'll do that.
If he scores, like, 2 touchdowns, they're going to show her at least, like, 10.
At least 15 touchdowns. So we're going all over 7? Over 7?
I'll take over.
Pick a number. Because I'm sure that the number will be released after the game comes out.
I said over 5.
I think it's
playing it safe.
No, pick a number. Pick a number. Fuck the over under.
What's her lucky number thing?
I'm going 11. I'm going 11 times.
I'm gonna say 13.
Like the amount of times they move number? The camera on screen, 11 times. 11 times.
I'm gonna go 9. I mean, I'm gonna go 8.
11.
7.
9.
We're gonna see who's right.
I think it's 8, bro.
If Chiefs get to like a good start and score like a touchdown too quick, it's gonna be like
on 25.
Man, it is a Super Bowl. It is Taylor Swift.
I don't care.
There'll be so many
other celebrities there.
On average, a team gets possession of the ball offensively 3 times on average at a quarter. Okay, yeah. We're going by that, right? What's 3 times 4?
12, buddy.
12. Right, okay.
12 times.
Now, out of those 3,
let's go touchdown.
I think she'll get at least 2.
Yeah.
Every time Kelce gets a reception, they're gonna be like Kelce, Taylor Swift, Kelce.
So I think it's gonna be 8.
Yeah.
That's why I said 11.
So 2, 4, 6, 8, you get it.
I think it's gonna be a high scoring game.
They're gonna throw her in there a few times, like, you know, right at the end of the game.
Throw her in there.
What's it called? The Chiefs have done so much, and now they're here to win. And we have Taylor Swift looking at him, at her beautiful boyfriend.
What was that? What was that celebration that they did? The
flag service.
Jackson Mahomes and the.
Okay, that's enough Taylor Swift talk.
Shout out Swifties. I'll be bumping that shit in the car every day.
I don't be doing any of that.
What is it? Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling Travis Kelce.
Stop. Let's pick who's actually going to win the game.
All right.
What do we think?
Who's your pick?
What do we think is going to happen? What do we think is going to happen? You know, I want you to describe what you think is going to happen and then your pick.
Mahomes comes out, throws 5 touchdowns to Travis Kelce, and they win.
All right, next.
I say 49ers win, and then Travis Kelce breaks up with Taylor Swift, and she writes another song.
Or give me album.
That's a great
album.
That's a great storyline for her and for the
That'd
NFL.
That'd be a crazy plot twist.
Yeah.
No, Chiefs by like 2 touchdowns. Actually, no, Chiefs by like 1 touchdown, low scoring game because defenses I think are gonna be up.
Okay. T-Rain.
I think.
That's what. Hold on.
I think it's gonna.
I mean, cut you off. Score predictions. Like, score. Yeah. We're going to see who's the closest. The winner will be getting $100,000. Wait, let me finish. $100,000 in GTA money.
That's all GTA. That's all GTA. That should be our betting. That should GTA be like our Mountain Dew.
Winner gets a divest 16.
Honestly, that should be our Mountain Dew.
What?
Die Dew betting.
What? Yeah. GTA money?
Yeah, I'm betting you like 50,000 GTA money from now on.
Nah, okay. That's funny. We'll figure out some kind of prize. I'll bring it to the next.
The closest to the score,
whoever gets the spot on.
I say.
And score and team. So if you get the same score and you get the wrong team winning, it doesn't count.
24-27 Chiefs.
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
24-27 Chiefs.
That's a good score. Ankle cap.
Write it down.
Say 18-24. Actually, no, that's too high scoring. That's so weird. It's too high scoring.
18 is weird.
I'm expecting field goals, you know, because of defense. I'll say.
I've seen his clip already. I know what I'm going to say.
That's funny.
All right, come on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
17. Weird ass number.
Who?
Chiefs.
Okay.
That's a hard number to get. That's like a touchdown, two fucking.
I think 49ers and Chiefs will struggle in the first half. Okay. Purdy will be throwing an interception in that first half.
Okay. Ooh.
And Chiefs are going to struggle. Mahomes is not going to throw any interceptions in the first half, but they're going to struggle offensively.
A little slow.
But then second half is when they boop, 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 boop.
Bobbity bop.
So, yeah. And then
bop, bop, bop.
I predict the score to be 24-28 Chiefs.
So he paid 24-27. You paid 24-28. That's nice. So it's going to be close between. Who would you pick to win?
Say that as score.
Chiefs. 24-28.
Hamza, you picked the Chiefs too?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Here we go. You picked the Chiefs too?
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh no. Here comes the curse.
Yo, now.
Yeah, this is bad.
Dude, the love for the professional hater that you are.
Am I getting broken?
No.
Am I getting broken?
I can see the Niners winning. I can't even cap. But how I see it going, you know, with bias intended, this is how the game is going. Mahomes going to come out. He's going to be a little slow, but then you're going to pick up towards the end of the first half. I think Purdy is going to have a slow game in general. I don't think Purdy is going to excel this game. The Chiefs defense is so underrated.
The pressure they're going to have.
It's fucking crazy how good the Chiefs defense is. All right? Final score, 24-17 Chiefs.
Okay, so 13-17.
24-17 Chiefs.
Damn, bro.
I've seen the script. 3 touchdowns and a field goal for the Chiefs.
Damn.
Only 2 touchdowns for the Niners, and they get a weak field goal at the end. That's how it's going to happen. 24-17. You heard it here first.
Give me some stupid 57-37 game.
I'll take that. It's going to be like 7-3 end of the game.
Bro, that. Oh, that Seahawks and Broncos fucking oh type my. Of Super Bowl.
49-7. 49-3. What was that shit?
I don't even know. Imagine bro.
The same thing as last year. They went off a field goal. That year was good.
Yeah, it was a good ass game. I mean, that's what Hamza's, that's what his score was, 3 points. Mine was a touchdown.
Mine was 4 points.
Weird, but okay.
2 touchdowns and a field goal. That makes sense.
4 points.
17.
But yeah, that's what we think is going to happen.
28-24. That's possible.
I know.
Yeah, that's possible.
Can you change mine to 14? 14 makes more sense. 2 touchdowns and then they win
14-17?
14-17. 13's like, they got to miss like an extra
So all you guys, is you guys' spread is like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Mine's like 7. Yeah. I think the Chiefs are going to win by a touchdown.
Could be.
I think the Niners are gonna like show up, but I think at the end of the game they're gonna be like, yeah, we don't have Mahomes.
We definitely jinxed.
Mahomes is going to win. Mahomes is going to win.
100%.
No cap.
Sorry,
like a blowout win.
When you see 49ers. Purdy on one side and you see Mahomes on the other side, everybody's gonna be like, yeah, Purdy's not elite. That's what I think is gonna happen.
On behalf of Check the Stats podcast, I apologize if the Chiefs lose.
Honestly,
it wasn't our intention.
It's not gonna happen though.
Yeah. For the truth, it'd be like that. You know.
I don't mind.
The track record is not great.
Track record is not great.
But not at all.
Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
I don't mind seeing Brock Purdy win though. Just to.
Nah, I mind.
I wouldn't be too upset if the 49ers win. But go Chiefs.
Mahomes getting his third ring, according to us. If we did not just fucking curse the fuck out of him.
The crazy thing is.
I pray for Mahomes.
Only 2 quarterbacks have been Mahomes.
In playoffs?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow and Tom Brady.
Which is fucking...
And I don't think Brock Purdy's going to be up there. Yeah, I don't think Brock Purdy's going to be one of them. Lamar, Josh Allen, and Tua couldn't do it, but I'm supposed to believe Brock Purdy will.
Imagine he's gonna. Imagine he throws like 4 interceptions like he did against the Ravens.
Purdy, right?
Yeah.
I can see the Ravens defense we just saw is as good as the Chiefs defense.
Yeah. Well.
I rest my case.
Well, find out.
Wow.
When the Super Bowl comes. Who's the halftime show?
Isn't it Usher?
It's Usher. It's Usher. So I'm not watching that bullshit.
What do you mean?
Damn. That's going to be like pregame, the second halftime. It's not going to be pregame. You know, watching the halftime.
Yeah, old ass R&B motherfucker.
Come on, bro.
You used to love him, bro. You
don't. I still do. Like
they should have got like Future or something. Or Drake. Drake's never done a halftime show.
He's too good for that.
That's kind of weird, bro.
Michael Jackson did the halftime show.
Drake's too good for that.
Jay Z, Rihanna have done it. The Weeknd has done it.
Did it last year.
The Weeknd has done it.
Drake is one above Michael now. J. Beat Cole. It.
No, he's not.
Beat it.
They need, not J. Beat Cole. It. Sorry, J Lo and Shakira back.
That was good. One more topic in the realm of football, but not in the realm of NFL. Since they're bringing flag football to the Pro Bowl, now they're bringing it. And it's coming to the Olympics in 2028.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could go for the Olympics though.
Yeah, but bro, they're gonna send the fucking demons there. And how many years of domination are we expecting from America?
At least 8.
First of all,
8 to 10.
I am not watching a flag football Olympic game.
Not even on Pro Bowl.
Bro, 7-on-7 be wild.
Flag football Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
7-on-7, right?
Come on, dude.
Huh?
7-on-7?
I'm not sure.
Realistically, are you watching that?
Yeah.
Full quarters.
I'm watching Tyreek drop like 600 yards.
Realistically, are you watching
that? On some McDonald's workers from Europe.
Realistically, are you watching that?
No.
Like, realistically, are you watching that?
Mm. See, Pro Bowl used to be fun.
Yes.
Now it's just, I don't know, it's weird. After COVID, it was weird.
It's not the same.
It's not the same anymore. Like the skill games, okay, that's kind of cool still, right? Yeah. But flag football, like,
but why not?
I might as well.
It's a less risk of injury, and then you just, you know,
who cares about injury? No,
it's like but break their legs. All right, just put on some helmets and pads and go to war.
Where's like, you know,
it's more of like physical... a fun weekend than like a competitive weekend. So you can't really like, it's involved, bro.
Often. All I know, America dominating until 3,200. Yeah. But yeah, that should wrap it up for our NFL segment. And now we're gonna get to some what's going on there.
go ahead.
No, what just happened? Nah, share with the class.
Ain't shit going on. That's got Google, bro.
That shit bent. And now moving to the NBA with LeBron possibly leaving the Lakers and joining the Mavs, according to the guy across from me. Care to comment?
It was up to Harry. Michael Jordan coming out of
possible. Because just last month, Siakam was supposed to join them, but
he snaked.
Siakam, KD, everyone, bro. Yeah.
So when is LeBron coming?
Jokic. You know what we need to be talking about? Why doesn't James Harden have a ring? That's what we need to be talking about.
It's this year.
Why is James
number
Harden
record
and Russell
NBA
Westbrook?
Since December 1st,
why are they ringless?
It's this year.
And Bradley Beal. And Bradley Beal. Why are they ringless?
25,000 points in the same season.
Facts. Let's talk about. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yo, you flaming Harden, right? Fuck you, okay. Guy. What is this I'm hearing about? Kyrie and Ben Simmons got the same amount of games played.
That's not what I was talking about.
Sorry, Kyrie has 2 more.
Harden and Westbrook have 25,000 combined points and zero
combined
rings.
Individual.
That's all right.
50,000 points and zero rings.
2 combined MVPs.
MVP is not a ring.
Yeah, every other accolade. This is
the
year.
Steve Nash won 2 MVPs too.
This is a year.
All right. Congrats to him. But is LeBron retiring next year or leaving the Lakers? I don't know about leaving the Lakers.
He's not retiring. There's no way
he's
retiring.
I'll bet money he's leaving the Lakers this season, like after the season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So where are your potential?
He has a season option, like a contract option at the end of the season.
Where is he going to go? Because then again, he'd have to live somewhere wherever his son's going.
The Lakers have literally not been a good functioning organization for like 15 years, and the only 1 year that had was good was when they won the ring. They never draft anybody good. Who did they draft this year? Nobody knows his name. Who did they draft last year? Nobody knows his goddamn name. The Lakers are a terribly run franchise that just got saved by LeBron and AD. That's it. They haven't been able to get a decent enough team around LeBron, spend enough money of being luxury tax. Why should LeBron still be there?
Max Christie and Isaiah Jackson.
Yeah, those superstars of you.
Jaden McDaniels.
So where do you think he's going to go?
DeAndre Hunter.
Honestly, he could go anywhere. Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
but
that, I don't think the Lakers.
But what
are,
I'm asking
I don't
is
think the Lakers.
His
plan, he wants to win a ring. The Lakers are not giving him that chance. No. That's it.
Where would he go?
If he just wants to play, that's a different story. If he wants to win a ring, the Lakers are not.
Definitely not the fucking Knicks.
Wait, what was the Statue of Liberty post, bro?
That would be ugly as fuck. LeBron on the
if
Knicks.
He was on the Knicks with like somebody else who was pretty good, yeah.
Of course.
They need to get rid of Randall and get like Kyrie or something. Maybe that's about it.
Of course. So always Kyrie, bro. It's always Kyrie.
Who else would it be?
Always Kyrie, bro.
I don't know where he would go. Yeah, but the thing is, like, if he leaves next season, I don't think that's gonna happen because he'll have to leave again to wherever his son's going. Unless he goes to OKC.
I mean, he might just wait till Bronny gets drafted to leave the Lakers.
Then leave the Lakers.
I mean, he could also decide.
I think that's more.
He could just sign a 1-year contract. That's it. But then put an option in because the next year Bronny gets drafted. That's not that hard.
What pick is Bronny projected to be?
Top five.
He's definitely gonna be top
five. I don't think he's top five.
I don't think he is, but his dad's gonna make him top five.
He's gonna be like top 15.
But like having LeBron James be your father and come to your team be a huge like incentive.
I don't see it happening.
I mean, you're getting King James. Is that not a great deal? I think a lot of people like do that just because of the fact that they know that if they get him, they'll get Lobos.
We just go to a circle right there.
What is
that? Was like that's like right. That's like a college essay. All you gotta get 10,000 words.
All right, let's get into let's get into a better topic with the NBA All Stars and the selections that they have. Why is AD there?
I think my laptop is the loudest thing there.
I don't have an answer for that.
I think my laptop is the loudest thing there.
We have no answers for that.
Thoughts on the selections, basically. If you want me to go ahead and clarify, on the East, we have starting Giannis as a captain for no reason, Embiid, Tyrese, Lillard, and Tatum. And for the reserves, we have Bam again for no reason, Banchero, Brown, Brunson, Tyrese. I think I mentioned that again. Mitchell and Randall. I thought Randall got injured, but I think that was just a dislocated shoulder. And then on the other side, LeBron is captain of the West for no reason. Not averaging the highest points, and then they put him as captain. Luka, Durant, SGA, Jokic. Reserves are Booker, Curry, Davis, Anthony Edwards, PG Leonard, and Kitty Cat.
Fox wasn't in there?
Nope. Leonard should be starting.
Hate to say it, Rudy Gobert wasn't in there.
Yeah.
He's having a decent season.
Yeah.
Come on now, guys.
I think, in all honesty, the selections are pretty valid and reasonable. I don't think anybody really got snubbed like that. Unless y'all have selections that, like, they didn't get mentioned. Maybe Porzingis, but you're going to put the whole fucking Celtics on there?
Yeah.
How many they got? Two?
That shit is loud as fuck, bro.
That shit's
like a fucking 777 plane, bro.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
They start to get louder and louder.
Let her chill.
Bro, you got like two tabs open.
I got hella tabs.
Why you have four screens?
I need it.
Why you have four desktops?
Bro, I need it.
You don't need four desktops.
My old thing. It's okay, buddy. Don't let him hit on you.
This is obscene, bro. But yeah, back to the All-Star game.
See, look, it's coming down.
I'm glad. Back to the All-Star game with how they brought it back to the West and East. Are we gonna miss the old formation?
No.
You don't think it was better that it was like
I liked it because it was different, but then that got old. So then you switch it back.
Yeah.
I don't know like if it would work, but like I feel like it would be cool if they switched it like every few years.
They end up doing something different.
They went from East to West, and they went just straight to the captains picking it. Mm. And then this is the first time they're bringing back East to West. So like we like it because it's been like a few years, and like we got tired of the old one because LeBron was winning every single time. LeBron didn't lose a single All-Star game as a captain. That's yeah. Yeah, it pretty much just tells you the person with the first pick is going to get the better team. And at the same time, it tells you that KD and Giannis are shitty at drafting teams. Look at the teams LeBron drafted. You're like, oh my God, how did he end up with all these? Like, he just picks the best players every time. And then the KD or Giannis, they'll pick like their friends. Yeah. And then the game will be lopsided. Only like two or three times that game was close at the end. Mm-hmm. And even then, I mean, LeBron won every single year. So it was fun because it was different. But now we want something different again, which is the old format. Yeah. So. I like it. Yeah. And the jerseys look fire, too. It looks like old school, like the East West. That's why we like it. I mean, it was a few years without it. Like, now it's gonna be cool again.
I feel like it makes it more competitive overall just because, like,
you're playing for something. Instead of playing for, like, a player as a coach, you're playing for, like, a conference. I kind of get it.
Yeah. I'd much rather not play for LeBron.
You wouldn't, but everybody else would.
I said LeBron or Giannis.
I would play for LeBron or Giannis.
And then go out and compete. Not as an NBA player, because you're competing with those
guys.
I know,
you are like, someone else.
But I wouldn't play with LeBron.
It was cool. It was a fun concept, because like, you're like, oh, yo, this dude got snubbed. Like, he got picked last. Yeah, yeah. Like, but now it's like East-West. Yeah. It's going to be lit.
You got picked last that one time?
James Harden! Imagine James Harden being the last pick in the All-Star game.
At least he was in the
All-Stars. Rudy Gobert got picked before. Rudy Gobert got picked before James Harden.
KD needed size.
This man LeBron was hiding his face the whole time, trying not to laugh. Charles was like, or Shaq was like, is James healthy? Is he playing the game? And Charles was like, he got traded. He's healthy now. Remember that shit? Tragic. Good times. Yeah, see, now we can't see, like, funny shit like that, because the only thing
it's LeBron and KD on the fucking same team, which is insane.
And Luka,
nobody cares about
them. And Steph and SGA.
Yeah.
Who's that?
What the?
They got Tyrese Haliburton.
Bro, it's Luka, Steph, SGA, LeBron, KD, Jokic.
Bro, bring back captains, bro. That's crazy.
Literally,
that's why they changed
it. Bro, Curry,
you didn't think about that, right?
No.
Bro,
the starting team is Luka and SGA, and it could have been Luka or Curry.
Yeah.
Luka, SGA, LeBron, Durant, Jokic.
Yeah. The fact that Curry and Booker coming off the fucking bench already.
What's
tells
the East?
Dame, Giannis, Embiid, Tyrese,
Dame, and Haliburton.
Yeah.
Giannis, Embiid.
Tatum.
Okay. That's not a bad. That's not bad. But
Embiid's first two are getting smoked by the other two, bro.
The West bench is Curry and Devin Booker.
There was a reason the captains got brought up.
Curry, Devin Booker,
Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard and PG are coming off the bench.
And Anthony Edwards.
Oh, dude, that is crazy, bro.
The East bench is like mid.
Yeah.
It's Donovan Mitchell. It's Jaylen Brown.
Bam.
Bam Adebayo. Bankero is, but he's good. But it's not Devin Booker. It's not Luka. It's not. The only thing I'm missing about this game, I wish Kyrie and Harden were playing. That's about it.
Russell Westbrook.
They got in with the fan vote, but not with the coach's vote.
Yeah.
Honestly, if Kyrie wasn't.
Who's the coaches?
I don't know.
I guess the coaches matter more.
It's definitely Doc Rivers.
It shouldn't be Doc Rivers. It better not be Doc Rivers.
Fucking
Doc East is definitely not winning then. I'll tell you that. So.
The coaches' opinions are.
Kyrie only played like 10 games this season. If he wasn't over those games.
Analyze his 10 games.
Over those games, he averaged like 30 points. So if he was healthy, he definitely would have made it in.
I guess all those 30 points are like, you know what? This is not efficient enough.
Why are we talking about 30 when the dude who's played most of the season on the best on one of the best teams in the West didn't get voted in? Let's talk about that.
Why are we not talking about that? He was leading in assists last year. He didn't make it in.
No, he made it in Ulster. He got picked because someone got injured.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that probably will happen again, honestly. It'll probably happen again this year. Someone always gets hurt.
Randall. I think Randall's.
Why would Harden go in for Randall? He's on
the but you can't have three Clippers. You can't have three Clippers.
So who next up was probably Kyrie to get in then?
Now, coaches still.
Who else? On the West? On the West, if Curry gets hurt, who's taking his spot? It's Harden or Kyrie?
Yeah.
It's Harden or Kyrie? Who else?
I don't know.
Everybody else made the fucking game.
That's true.
Rudy Gobert.
Everybody's already there.
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox, Harden, or Kyrie. Yeah. And I'm picking Kyrie.
Sabonis didn't either, right?
Yeah, but he's not really an all-star kind of game player. He is an all-star. Yeah, but I'm saying, out of all the guards for an all-star game, you want the little street ball shit? You're taking Kyrie. Nobody wants to see Harden just going around picking roles in an all-star game.
I want to see John Morant shoot my foot. No.
If John Morant played more games, he probably would have made it.
He also got injured.
I want to see De'Aaron Fox, bro.
I don't want to see that sprint merchant. Just sprints down the court, and I mean, hey, he's really good. I got a little too deep in my hitting bag. hitting persona.
Fuck that! I want to see him fucking spinning around.
You wanted to jog, bro?
From the West, somebody like a little slept on, maybe Markkanen.
Yeah,
Lauri Markkanen.
He might get in.
Who's he making it over? You making it over Jokic?
Like if somebody injured, I'm saying somebody gets injured. That Zion, I'll probably put, Zion got
I'm putting
a chance.
Sabonis and Zion over Markkanen.
Yeah.
You name like 20 people after saying Kyrie or Harden.
Yeah. It was just Kyrie, Harden, and Fox. Yeah. Guards and bigs will have different placements, buddy.
Facts. If anything, Chet Holmes and Sexton are above in rank.
I'm picking Wemby.
Then De'Aaron. Wemby's then De'Aaron. Yeah, even him.
I'll pick Wemby, bro.
Even Valanciunas.
Nah, I'm just kidding, Chet, bro.
Another thing from the All-Star. If Steph Curry loses to Sabrina, we are in shambles.
I'll bet money right now, at whatever amount, he's not losing that. Please. You think Steph Curry's gonna go out there and taking it way too easy? He's gonna lose a WNBA.
Is it NBA?
I don't know. I think he's doing NBA. I think he's doing NBA and she's doing WNBA like range and ball. Yeah. Even then. I think Curry will win.
She don't want to shoot from the NBA.
She definitely won't beat Curry. She should stick to the WNBA.
Yeah, it's a different format, right? Like different balls are worth different.
Basically,
I don't know how they're going to do
it's
it.
It's the same thing as like the
contest,
the money rack.
So one goes at a time, yeah.
And then the other racks, and then the four point.
Come on,
then,
man! Mm-hmm. It's Steph Curry.
Yeah,
greatest shooter.
Like
of all
Sabrina
time.
Is nice though. Like she can shoot her ass off, but
she has a record. She has a record for the 3-point though.
She's not Steph Curry. Come on. Yeah. Let's be honest here, but yeah, that should. To wrap it up, I don't know.
Aisha, don't disappoint us.
One more.
Yo, wait, Aisha be
cooking,
shitting on Steph. You heard all the he just exposing him and shit.
I mean,
Steph Curry's in a feat.
Do you have stats on this?
Steph,
it's called check the feet or is it called check the stats?
This is check the gossip.
Okay, yeah,
all right.
All right, well, wrap it up. Right, we're about to get deep in this gossip bag.
Right there.
We about to get fucking sued.
Cease and desist.
Wrap me up.
Well, that should wrap it up for episode 72. 72? Hopefully.
72?
Yeah, hopefully y'all like this new format, new angles of Dodge.
Let us know how you like it. If it's too much ugliness on, like, focus...
Let us know what you think of the comments section anywhere you can reach us.
Our burners will be replying to your
questions. Our burners will definitely be replying to you. So 100%. Definitely go ahead and comment.
100%. I have no burner.
Cap.
And I, yep.
You have like
fun
six.
Fact, Dodge runs every burner that's under the account.
17 comments?
Dodge has 15 different accounts.
All right. You can find us on any social media platform at CheckTheStat5.
Keenan Peele starts sweating.
Any streaming platform, any social media platform. You know where to look us up. I'm Hamza, along with Dodge, Harry, T-Rain. Check the stats. We out. Thank you for coming.
Peace.